One brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time talking with Davin Tackett. And of course, Davin and I have talked before. It's all about still celebrating Just Between Friends, 20 years of bargains coming up a little later on this month, starting on or around the 26th, if I've got it all right. Good morning, Davin. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Charlie. I'm doing really well.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, happy to talk to you. This has been an event that's been going on, I think for like, 40-plus events, but about 20 years in Tulsa, right?
It's been 20 years.
Wow.
We started in September of 1997. And so, yeah, we're on our 42nd sale now.
That's great. It has started just as I recall from previous conversations with you, kind of a friends, church-related, neighborhood sort of event, and people caught on with the idea of being able to pass along some of those things like kids' clothes that, you know, they wear it twice and outgrow it, and it's still fine stuff, but getting things out of my closet and putting it in somebody else's.
Well, yeah, that's exactly how it started. You know, we wanted moms to have some value out of the things that they had already purchased because they needed to purchase new things for their kids in 6 months. And so we thought, well, we do garage sales already, but our things are really nice, so we want them to have more value. And we wanted a way to really benefit the families at our church, and we could kind of swap out clothing. And so that's really how it started. And this is really the first time me being on air that I've been able to encourage people to consign with us. Usually it's so close to the sale that there's no time.
Yeah.
And so if you want, I can kind of visit about that a little.
Well, let's talk about that because I think that's great. And I know you draw people from all around the state of Oklahoma, particularly obviously close to Tulsa, which Bartlesville is. And this is an opportunity for people to consign and pass along some stuff and earn money that they can, you know, sell, find things to buy of other folks at Just Between Friends, right?
Right. It's very easy to do. And people think, well, I see all the stuff here and I've shopped there for years, but I didn't know you could consign your own things.
Yeah.
And so really it's open to the public. It's anybody that has children's things that are gently used, and you just go to our website. I mean, and you set up your own account, and within that own account is a tagging account. And that's how we get the barcode tags. It's real easy. You actually do it from your house.
So if you got a printer and a computer, you can do it.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't even need a computer now. We're mobile.
Wow.
And so you can actually use your phone and get your tags in. And if you have the phone with a voice recognition, you can just talk in your tags. It is so easy. Our millennials love it.
Well, sure.
My daughters are 21 and 24, and they're tagging like crazy on their phone.
Well, I can see some stuff from my granddaughter showing up there. She just turned one in December, so obviously there's some youngsters' clothes that she's not going to need forever, so you might as well pass some of that stuff along.
Well, really, when you have a newborn to 2 years old is that time where you are accumulating a whole lot of things in your household so that you can help this infant grow and survive and thrive, and so you get all of these things, but they quickly outgrow them. And most people don't have room in their homes for all of these things, walkers, strollers, bouncy seats, the pack and plays, all these little things that they grow out of really quickly. And so you need that out of your house, and we are here every 6 months to help you sell your items and get the most out of it.
And
very convenient.
It is convenient. You and I have talked before about how easy it is just to consign things, get the labels printed off, set up your own shop, so to speak, and then at the event do some shopping on your own.
Yes, we have talked about it. And I know with the tagging that I had visited with you about, you know, if you can tag 200 items, bring them to the sale, you can get a $300 check.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really easy because we've done the math on it. We've added it up, and I have lots of consigners that I test, you know, every sale just to see if we're doing that. And I actually have a lady from my church. She brought in 197 items. She had 38 items unsold, which she donated to our charity. And I said, so how much was your check? And she said, it was around $423. So I was like, so how did you feel about that? She goes, actually, it was easier than what I thought. She said, I was nervous when I first started tagging, you know, getting into the site and just getting used to that. And she said, once I started going, I was addicted because I just wanted to add more and more and more to my account. And because you can see the numbers go up on our account as you add it. And so she was super pleased. And now, two sales later, so she's done two sales, and now she's a VIP tagger, which means she helps other moms who are too busy to tag their items get their items tagged.
So really, there's somebody there that can help you along the way and say, hey, it worked for me. I know it can work for you.
A lot of people.
That's great.
Yeah, we have around 1,000 families, 1,000 consigners who every sale really count on us, and we count on them, and the community counts on them. Because that's a lot of families can't afford to even walk into a store or a mall, and they just don't want to be tempted. And so they know it just between friends, they can get a good product, slightly used, and then save money.
Well, sure. And, I mean, families want the best for their kids. And as families grow, with either in size or the kids just get bigger, you know, your need for stuff changes. And so you start off with all that infant stuff and kind of, you know, go into, you know, Care Bears and some of the other stuff, which,
yeah.
You know, you're moving through. And pretty soon you're looking at, you know, the riding toys and everything else. And then before you know it, you're looking at school clothes.
Right, and we do have school clothes, all school uniforms. And we like to separate those out on our racks. We put them to the edge of our racks. And so it makes it a little easier. Get your school clothes, then get your play clothes. But we also have, like, electronics. You know, as your children grow, we say we go up to tweens, so about a 12-year-old. And we have electronics. We have books. We have all kinds of accessories. You know, that's when you're starting the jewelry and the extra things that you want to put with your clothing or your school uniform to kind of stand out. We have great shoes. I mean, just lots of things that make it fun for even a 12-year-old.
Well, that's great. So, and I know this is kind of a neat thing. Do I remember something about like a re-gifting center that you've got somewhere?
Yes.
Like? Good.
Yes. Some of our places that people might not know about our re-gifting area. And so we all know we love Bath and Body Works, but we might not like a certain fragrance. So somebody gets us something and we think, well, that's a great product, but I can't use it. You can resell it at our sales event because somebody else may love that fragrance. And we call that kind of our mommy area. So it's a re-gifting mommy area. That's where we have a lot of jewelry and things like that. Like we had rustic cuff last time as a resell.
Oh, great.
And the lady who got it was just thrilled. And so I'm happy to see those types of things come in. We also have our daddy depot, which is kind of like man cave items, you know, sports memorabilia,
mm-hmm.
you know, sports equipment, you know, things like that that men might want to clean out of their garage or clean out of their area. And it gives them something to look at while they're there with their wife. And we have furniture. So some people forget our mommy my area is wooden household furniture. And yes, it's for a new starting family, but all families can use wooden furniture.
Well, sure.
So we have sports equipment. And so this is our season for sports equipment because it's just huge. And that way you don't have to buy, you know, the newest baseball things. You can give it a tryout with things that are sale, you know, as your children are starting sports. So you don't know which one they're going to stick with.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do it on a cheaper model, you know, by getting stuff at the sales event. And then we also have maternity. So even before you have children, you can come and shop and get your maternity items and specialty type maternity things. So there's lots of new things and things that you can shop at even if you don't have that first newborn child. We're for everybody, newborn to 12 years old.
Wow, bargains ranging, like you said, from clothing to shoes, accessories, toys, baby stuff, game systems, books, electronics. It's and prices, do I remember something like, you know, half off or better?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Well, and what I ask people to do is on clothing, don't market any more than a third of retail.
Uh-huh.
And so you really should see 50 to 90%. We see things sometimes. What happens is shoppers pass my office desk and say, can you believe I got this? And I'll say, well, how much does it retail for? And they'll tell me the price. Because our shoppers are super smart, and they have their phone out, they're comparing,
mm-hmm.
and they're thinking, well, gosh, sure, I could get this deeply discounted on an online site, but then I have to do shipping, I have to wait for it, I can't see the condition, I can't touch it. And at our sale, I mean, they can do all of that. It's really like social shopping because they like to bring their friends and family and sit and take a day to just really gather everything they need for that very next season. That way you don't have to run yard sale to yard sale or place to place trying to pick it up a piece at a time.
Well,
it really does give a family security to know, hey, I can go into this next season, spring and summer, and I've got 90% of what I need.
Well, sure. I mean, okay, my wife, the grandmother here, has already bought doll furniture. You know, the youngster is not walking yet. Okay, well, I guess she is now, but wasn't when she bought it. But, you know, I've had to, you know, drive to Skiatook to meet somebody at the Walmart parking lot or whatever for these online things. But it's great. You can go to your place and do it all in one shop. You know, that's great.
All at one place, and it's safe. And like I said, a lot of people like to invite their families or friends to shop with them. It's just really a day of shopping to get it all under, you know, like I said, 90% of your items ready for the next season. It kind of calms you down as a parent, and you can see from your budget. When you buy it piece by piece, you can't see that adding up. And so at our sale, you can put a budget on it, get it done, and be done with it. And if you find, you know, specialty items later, then you can purchase those one at a time.
Gee whiz, you've thought of everything. Of course, you've been doing this now for 20 years. You've learned through experience, but you're thinking about everything. That's great. Hey, I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to continue our time with Davin Tackett coming up, talking about Just Between Friends in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And again, spending a little bit of time this morning talking about 20 years of Just Between Friends, JBF Tulsa, coming up later this month and first part of next month. And Davin, how does somebody get signed up? You got to go to your website or the phone app and start, right?
Yes, it's just tulsa.jbsl.com. We have a login, and you'll register for a new account. And I will tell you, if they will sign up right now, like today, like before we start our sales event, they can get a free admission pass emailed to them. And so on Sunday, our first day of our sales event, we charge $10 admission. That helps us cover the cost of the building and things like that. We're free the rest of the week. Monday through Saturday, it is absolutely free. But on Sunday, our prime day, it's $10. If they will sign up on our website, I will email them a free admission pass that they can print off and bring with us. And we start February the 26th, so they have to do it before then.
Okay. But then if you're selling, and you should sell, then you need to get everything set up to tag and get your merchandise there so you can participate both ways, buying and selling.
Yes, so if you register and everything at our site, you're going to have plenty of time because our drop-off does not start until next Wednesday. So February the 22nd through the 24th is drop-off. So it's a couple of days before the sale.
Mm-hmm.
We get all our stuff in there and get it organized. So they have to sign up before Wednesday so that they can have that time. And at our website, we have a consigner's detail page. We now have videos. We have about 9 videos that are really quick, under 3 minutes, to show you how to prepare every item. Say you want to know how to do shoes. You watch a 3-minute video. It's done. You know exactly how to prepare shoes. And on that page is also like the pre-sale. Our consigners shop early. So the day before the public comes, our consigners are allowed to come and shop their items so that they can really get those best bargains because they're the lifeblood of the sale. It's their items in the sales event. And that's the day before. So that's Saturday, February the 25th. And so they have their own pre-sale. And so, yeah, if they'll get with it today, they can easily consign with us. And that has never happened before on media We've never been able to announce that before.
That's great. Thank you so much for doing that here on K1. We're excited. So you consign, you sell, you got free admission to come in for the first day, the big day, Saturday. That's, of course, so for everybody else, it's the $10 donation to Emergency Infant Services. So it's $10, but you're doing something good with your $10, right?
Yes, exactly. And if they want to bring a donation of diapers or formula, they can get in free Sunday.
Okay.
And so, we'll donate that to Emergency Infant Services.
Sounds like a great deal, and people really need to get signed up. I like the idea of waiving that fee for consigners, so sounds like a great deal all the way around. This is going to be fun.
Yes. Yeah, so if you sign up at our website, even if you're not a consigner, I'll send you a free admission pass to get in.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a wonderful deal. And again, yeah. So just go to either, I guess, Google Tulsa JBF, probably the easiest way to find the website. Okay.
It's an easy way to find us.
And the sale goes on, I think, for Sunday through Saturday. And the last couple of days, you got some discount days in there too, right?
That's right. Yeah, the last of the week, we always do our discount days.
Okay. Well, this is wonderful. And you say, the first-timer, really without too much trouble, get some items in there. You're going to make $300 or better. So it's a win-win all the way around.
It really is. And it helps your family. It helps you clean out. And it helps your kids stay current because they can get their newest items, the next sales event. But it's also a fun thing to do with a family or a friend because at our event, it's huge. You can spread out. We have concession stands. We have an ATM. We have lots of great helpers in the building. If you have questions about, I don't know what size, this next size would be, mm-hmm. or what do you think about these shoes? We have lots of people that can help you. It's really, it's a room of mom shopping.
Wow, that's
and
great.
So it's just a fun time.
It is. Davin Tackett with us this morning, Tulsa JBF. That's our community connection on K1 News on the way next.
ONN News.